Good morning to you all and welcome to our worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. God of constant mercy, who sent your Son to save us, remind us of your goodness, increase your grace within us, that our thankfulness may grow through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he said to his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the gospel of the Lord. We went to Bournemouth on Thursday into Friday for a quick visit down to see my dad and my sisters. Originally, it was all really well planned out that we would see the Friday fireworks on the pier for the first time in I don't know how many years. However, because of the wildfires and the dry land, that was all cancelled. So it did mean that we got home slightly earlier than we would have. While we were there, we went, drove through the main road where I used to live, which is a place called Winton, and a lot of the shops are still there that I remember. But many are now not, as with any high street. Where Poundland is currently, used to be Woolworths. Woolworths, oh, see, there's a little rumble there. As soon as I said that, there's a little rumble of, oh, Woolworths. Woolworths, as I'm sure many of you remember, was an amazing shop. You could go in, this shows how old I am. You could buy a cassette tape, a roll of wrapping paper, a toaster, and also some pick and mix. The pick and mix was always an attractive option, as it still is today in some shops. But I wonder what you would choose. What was your go-to in any pick and mix? Is there one particular sweet that you kind of have more of than others? And you'd get your bag, as we can still do today in certain shops, fill it up with sweets that we like, and then you'd go to the till to pay, only to find that you've spent way more than you actually thought you had with the weight of the sweets. But it was fine, because it was a treat, and you didn't do it every time you went out. And that's the beauty of pick and mix. You get to choose what goes in there. It's your own personal mixed bag of sweet tastes. You can have everyone different, or you can have a selection of a few favourites. And you may wonder why I'm talking about pick and mix this morning. But there is a reason. Because in our gospel reading today, we have Peter with Jesus and the other disciples gathered together in an area that is not Jewish, but is indeed a Gentile one, away from all of the crowds and the officials that followed them round. Peter's response to Jesus' question of who he is the main focus of the story, with Jesus then giving Peter the keys to the kingdom. It's a reading that we have when we celebrate the patronal festival of St. Peter. And this one occasion, Peter responds in the way that Jesus probably hopes that he will. Maybe in a correct way, maybe. But what I'm trying to say is Peter's response is informed by God, not by his own human reaction. In other instances we read about Peter in the Bible, he takes his eyes off Jesus and sinks into the water. He cuts off somebody's ear while Jesus is arrested. He says he will never deny knowing Jesus and then does so three times. And then he will be rebuked by Jesus himself when Peter asks him to stop talking about his impending death. Peter is a mixed bag of personality, of life experiences, as are many of the characters that we read about in the Bible. In our Old Testament reading from Exodus, we hear of Moses' arrival into the world at a time where there was a risk of being killed simply for being born male. Yet he was a mixed bag too. Having killed someone, he then fled to be a shepherd, had a family, only to be told by God to go back to Egypt, back to his people. And the Bible is full of those who are a mixed bag of life experiences and who they are, and yet God still uses them for his purposes here on earth. Peter has it revealed to him that Jesus is in fact the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It's the first time it's recorded in Scripture the use of the word Messiah to describe who Jesus is, to confess that he is who he says he is. They recognize Jesus as a prophet, but Peter boldly goes where no one else has yet and declares that he is the Messiah from God. In terms of the Gospel of Matthew, this is kind of midway point through the Gospels, and it's a liminal moment in the life of Peter. It's almost like they've got to this point in Jesus' ministry, and it's a test to see who they say that Jesus is. And Peter, surprisingly, manages to get an A by answering absolutely correctly. We don't really know if the others agree with him or if they had privately all had a conversation about it, but Peter got in first with that answer. And with this declaration, Jesus then says that he will be the rock on which the church will be built and hands him the keys to the kingdom. It's a moment of words, not literal keys, but the understanding that Peter will have an important role in the coming days and years after Jesus. And Jesus never takes it back. He never got to the end of his tether with Peter and said, "Nope, that's it, I've had enough. Keys back, you're no longer a rock." Peter makes some questionable human choices during his time with Jesus, which is not really a surprise. Yet Jesus never ever goes back on what he says. He takes Peter as he is, a mixed bag of emotion, life experience, thoughts, feelings, him on his best day, as well as him on his worst. We are all the same, mixed bag of emotions, life experience, thoughts, feelings, neurodiversity, mental and physical health issues, worries, anxieties. We are people who know what it is to love, what it is to be angry, what it is to distrust. We are complex human beings, just as Peter was. Yet that all makes us us, and we are all one in Jesus Christ. As the Romans reading said today, that we're given different gifts and talents, where no one is better than another. In fact, we need one another to be the Church of Jesus Christ, where all are welcome to come and to be. We can stand alongside Peter and can be assured that we are not just one thing, but we are a mixture of lots of different things which make us us. We aren't called to be perfect, but we are called by God to be the people he has created us to be. And by being who we are, children of God, we're able to show others that being a mixed bag of all different things that makes us human is absolutely okay and how God intended it to be. We are all one in Christ. We are called to be us, to be ourselves, because as Oscar Wilde is said to have said, everyone else is taken. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.